Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, it's deceivingly warm this morning, Alan, but Buffalo got walloped. Now we're going to get our own snowstorm. Nothing like that, but could be over 6 inches at least.
Well, that's right, David. And Thanksgiving, as I understand it, is the number one traveling time in our year. We're already hearing that there are going to be all kinds of complications with planes and people coming in. And I know my family gathers, and it's going to be a very hairy situation. So everybody has to be very careful. Cars will be rented. People will be driving in the snow. 6, 7, 8 inches, that's a lot of snow, actually. And you have to be very, very careful. We hope that all our listeners will be. Because, you know, in the end, no matter how much we want to see each other, at least you live to see each other again if everybody just takes it easy and doesn't drive unnecessarily.
Expected to start tomorrow morning and go through about midday on Thanksgiving Day, so be careful.
That's right.
Well, the grand jury decision in the case in Ferguson came down yesterday, and the police officer will not be charged in the case. Darren Wilson, the fatal shooting, of course, of Michael Brown that has caused such an uproar, and it really boiled over yesterday, Alan, with buildings being burned, looting, and violence.
Well, look, here's the deal. If people's security is threatened, the reaction is going to be overwhelming, and some will say disproportionate. But if you have pictures of people busting in, grabbing televisions, doing that kind of thing, in the end, no matter how terrible people perceive a decision to be, it's going to be strength that ends up taking over. It doesn't matter the country. It doesn't matter the place. It's one thing that won't be tolerated, and we know that. I think that the governor and others did everything in their power to prevent it. You had the president of the United States coming out and saying, calm it, take it easy, which was very good to do. But the chickens have come home. Years of oppression of black people, second class. You know, if you're white, you're entitled to a different kind of justice than if you're a black kid. Even though the black kid may have been doing some things that weren't so happy, he still put up his hands and was still shot. And so this is what has caused this incredible outrage, not only in Ferguson, but around the country in the marches. The anger that is palpable out there. I mean, in the middle of the night, I, of course, went to sleep early because we're up at 3 o'clock in the morning, David. And the messages that piled up, we thought at WMC we were doing the right thing, putting on the Ferguson verdict. NPR was branding it. They were putting it out as a program that was going to cover the whole thing and all things considered. And I got mail this morning. You wouldn't believe. He didn't let that person finish their statement, you know, so no good turn goes unpunished, as we have always said. It all reflects the incredible divide, and the polls are showing and everything else in this country between those who believe that this young man was badly treated and murdered, and all of the people who say, hey, number one is our security.